Coming up, we have After Further Review, brought to you by Network Health, proud partner of the Green Bay Packers. Feel like you're throwing a Hail Mary pass when selecting a health insurance plan? Well, don't. Call Network Health today. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
Wisconsinites love supper clubs. They're a gathering place, a community touchstone. And in Racine, that's known as the Corner House. First opened in 1945, the Corner House Supper Club carries on the tasty tradition with new ownership since 2018. It's a warm, intimate spot for a regular night out or special occasion. Their menu is complete with steaks, chops, nationally famous prime rib, seafood, and an appealing kids' menu. Open 7 days a week starting at 3. Visit the Corner House Supper Club, the Gaslight Circle.
Head to the Lanes on 20, the ultimate spot to bowl, dine, and unwind. Take advantage of daily open bowling specials, great for all ages. After you strike up the fun, stop by Angry Brothers Pub for fantastic food and drink specials during football, basketball, and hockey games. Plus, they have the ideal kickoff to your weekend with the Friday Fish Fry.
Yes!
Planning a holiday gathering or a birthday bash? The Lanes on 20 has choice dates and the perfect setup for your party. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Still searching for the perfect holiday present? Give the gift of mobility with Easy Mobility Solutions. A Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair can help your loved ones move with confidence and ease, making every outing a breeze. Or bless them with a Power Lift Recliner complete with heat and massage for year-round comfort and independence at home. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, Easy Mobility Solutions is here to make your holidays brighter and more mobile. Visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
One in four Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
When I grew up, I wanted to be a director because they get to talk to everybody about everything. They get to make cool movies and dance music videos.
If your child is sick over and over again, it could be PI, a defect of the immune system that affects millions. Early testing can give children a chance to dream.
And when I'm a director, I get to say, lights, camera, action.
For more information, visit the Jeffrey Modell Foundation at info4pi.org.
That's a wrap.
Back at Lambeau Field in Green Bay, Packers and Bears today. We continue with After Further Review, brought to you by Network Health. We're in the Miller Lite End Zone Bar by the North End Zone at Lambeau Field. Along with James Jones and Mike Keller, I'm Dennis Krause. Wes Hotkowitz of Packers.com has joined us. Mike, can the Packers get to the Super Bowl with Jaire Alexander out?
I don't think that would be the limiting reason to prevent them from going to the Super Bowl. The prevention is that you're in all likelihood, you'd have to play the three teams that you are winless against this year. You're probably going to go to Philadelphia. Then you would get, if you won, you go to Detroit or Minnesota. And if you won, you play Detroit or Minnesota in all likelihood. That's the impediment. I don't think it has. I mean, there's something to do with Jaire, but I don't think that's the reason.
Yeah, I think the Packers absolutely can get on a run here even without Ja, and two reasons for that. One, as Keyshawn Nixon said in the locker room this week, they've been used to this. They've been doing this for 7 weeks now, and they've had to go the stretch of the season here, the breadth of the season, without their all-pro cornerback. They're adjusted to it. I think the bigger key right now is the safety room. If you can get Evan Williams healthy, Javon Bullard, and even Zane Anderson, you have seen how that safety room has gone from potentially the weakness of this defense to a real strength. if those guys are available, I think that's actually the catalyst that's going to propel this team forward into January and beyond.
James?
Oh, man. To be honest with you, Dennis, I don't know, man. I mean.
That's not like you.
It ain't. But I watched this against these big-time teams, man. And, you know, you need a guy out there that's really, you know, locking down one side of the football field and you know, sometimes even being able to travel with some of these dudes. I mean, we've seen the battles that he's had with Justin Jefferson. He's just an elite lockdown corner. You are going to need that in the playoffs. So if I had to answer right now, my answer would be no, to be honest with you, Dennis, because in the playoffs, you need superstar players to be out there making plays. I would rather see Jaire Alexander going up against Justin Jefferson every single play, you know, than the other guys we have. Not saying they're not capable, but he is a all-pro player for a reason, man, a Pro Bowl player for a reason. It's going to be tough without him.
Fair enough. Next question, Mike. Has Christian Watson's value to the Packers offense been revealed when he's out?
Yeah, I think so. He is the most explosive receiver that they have on the roster. Athletically, he's become that guy, and when he hasn't been on the field, you could see why they miss him not being available. So he is up today, but it'll be curious as to whether he's on the field or just active for an emergency.
Yeah, I'm very interested to see that as well, because with Romeo Doubs being down, that only gives them four receivers, and now you potentially have Watson back in the cards. I will say this, and I agree with that 100%. What I love about, not love about it, because you don't want to see Christian not out there, but you need those reflection points, I think, in your season where you start to realize, okay, what is your identity? What is your biggest strength? And when you look at what Josh Jacobs has done and how he's been able to build off these first halves and how that set up Christian Watson for some big plays, those two have sort of been the 1-2 that have worked off of each other. It took 17, 18 games to realize that, but the downfield threat of Watson mixed with being able to dominate early on, especially with some light boxes, has been the calling card for this offense, and I feel like these last 2 weeks has been a reminder of that.
James?
Yeah, I agree with you guys. I think Christian Watson is a huge, huge, huge part of the Green Bay Packers success and a huge part of Jordan Love's success. Even when he's not getting the football, you have a big explosive receiver going down the field, so it opens up the underneath routes for a lot of the other guys. On top of, like Wes just said, we can run the air out of the football, so he's going to be huge. I would honestly, you know, not like to see him out there a lot today, so he's 100% going into next week. And let's see what our young quarterback is made of going out there with some different type weapons to go win this ball game. But we need him if we want to be hitting on all cylinders, especially on offense when these playoffs get going.
Final question, Mike. Did the Bears choose the right quarterback in Caleb Williams, or should they take him Jaden Daniels or even Drake May?
Well, I like all three of them that you just talked about. The question will be that marriage between quarterback and coach, because who's the next head coach in Chicago? And it's imperative for the Bears, and I hope they get it wrong, but it's imperative for the Bears to find that good matchup of somebody that can coach Caleb Williams, because I believe there's talent
for Mark
there. Yeah, go ahead and hire him. Yeah.
They absolutely picked the right quarterback. They took the wrong approach. They went with skill position players. They went with the receivers. They needed to build up that offensive line. I think that is the lasting sort of memory here of these last few years is, okay, you got your franchise guy. This is the guy you're going to hitch your wagon to. How are we going to protect him? It's not just about what your perimeter weapons look like and your outside options. It's about how do you keep him upright. 67 sacks is way too many.
Yeah.
And I understand he holds on to the football a little bit too, but that's because sometimes it's out of necessity trying to make a play happen. I've been really impressed by Caleb Williams. I think Jaden Daniels is the offensive rookie of the year, obviously, but I can't sit here and say that they made the wrong decision. I just think they took the wrong approach going into this year.
James?
Yeah, I agree with Wes. I think they made the right decision, man, taking the right guy in Caleb Williams at the quarterback spot. I still believe he is the most elite quarterback that in this rookie class. Obviously, you know what I mean, Jaden Daniels had a heck of a rookie year, but like I say, man, when Caleb Williams is at his highest, I don't think it's any rookie quarterback that can mess with him throwing this football, making plays outside the pocket. I think the Bears got them a good one for a long time. Now it's just about protecting him and getting those pieces around him.
Wes Hodquitz of Packers.com, thank you.
Thank you, Dennis.
After further review, brought to you by Network Health, proud partner of the Green Bay Packers. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN, now with the timeless wisdom of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. For 57 years, Paul Harvey was a trusted voice on WRJN. Then in the 70s, he introduced the rest of the story. Inside stories full of wit, wisdom, and a little twist and quirkiness throughout the stories. Hear Paul Harvey weekday mornings at 7:35 and afternoons at 12:05 on WRJN.
Diane from Michigan, a disabled senior citizen trying to get by. Henry from Florida, a veteran fighting to make ends meet. Elena from Arizona, a mother struggling to feed her daughter. Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year, like Diane, Henry, and Elena. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
The countdown to kickoff is presented by Pick and Save. Hey, Packers fans, save time and money ahead of game day with a boost by Pick and Save Fresh Perks membership. You'll enjoy free delivery, double fuel points, and more. Sign up today at pickandsave.com/boost. This is Packers Preview from Lambeau Field, Packers and Bears. James Jones and Mike Heller, I'm Dennis Krause. Today's Players to Watch, presented by your Wisconsin Toyota dealers. Tis the season to enjoy a great deal at Toyota-thon at Salon. Hurry into your local Toyota dealer and give yourself the gift of great savings. Visit Toyota.com for more info. Toyota, let's go places. Mike?
I'll give you Emmanuel Wilson and Chris Brooks, because I think those are the two featured running backs today. I don't know how much we will see of Josh Jacobs. You can do the same thing in the wide receiver position with Reed, Heath, Wicks, and Melton, because those are the four I think you're going to see. You're going to see some backups, and how will Green Bay effectively play that? I would also add in, because it's my nature, that if you see Malik Willis to begin the second half, that would bode well for how Green Bay has handled the first half.
Yeah, James, you're really kind of straddling, trying to thread a needle here. You're trying to get some work for your starters and build some momentum, but if you don't want them to get hurt. So if you want to give time to other guys, today's the day.
I don't really care about nobody getting hurt, because we ain't beat nobody good. So we need to come out here, and we need to make sure we are hitting on all cylinders, man.
He's got an edge today.
Yeah, he does.
To be honest with you, we are still playing for a seeding, right?
Yep. Could move up to 6 if the Packers win and Washington loses.
Yeah, and that's kind of where we want to be, right?
No doubt.
If we get to 6, that means we play the Rams,
or Tampa. Yes.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Yeah, bring them on, other than starting this thing off with the Philadelphia Eagles. But I'm more on us playing consistent. We have started slow against the good teams. Let's come out here, even though we are playing a bad football team, let's start fast and let's get ready to go. But my players to watch, man, is the pass rush. Where is the pass rush at? Right, what we are without Jair. The best thing that you can do to help out a young secondary is get after the passer. So, Rashawn Gary, Kenny Clark, Wyatt, all these dudes on that front seven, man. Let's get after this passer, and let's get after this passer with four. We shouldn't have to bring pressure every time to get after the passer.
Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
Attention fans, IT and football strategy have more in common than you think. Like a winning game plan, your business needs a well-executed IT strategy. Software One is the leader in software and cloud solutions. Whether you're facing a blitz of data, looking to land an application at AWS, or need a Hail Mary pass to meet budget savings, Software One will be your lead blocker. Don't get sacked. Call 1-800-444-9890 or visit softwareone.com. Software One, your MVP for software and cloud solutions.
Ready for a win? Well, it's your year. At Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee, you can win over $2,000 in free play every month, all year long. Just play your favorite games and you might take the stage in the It's Your Year game show. 25 winners each Thursday. There's $300,000 in cash and prizes up for grabs this January. Yeah, we think it's your year. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 years old to play.
Hi, this is Wayne Larrabee for Steinhoffels. Steinhoffels is partnering with Special Spaces Wisconsin and the Green Bay Packers to create dream bedrooms for children battling cancer all across Wisconsin. This season, every time the Packers make a field goal, Steinhoffels will donate $1,000 to Special Spaces Wisconsin. Steinhoffels has been Wisconsin's furniture and mattress leader since 1934, is 100% employee-owned, and is a proud partner of the Green Bay Packers.
You're tuned in to That's Better on WSHP. That last jam was Man with an Affordable Health Plan. Jane and Wausau's on the line. What's on your mind, Jane?
I've been thinking about seeing someone new for health insurance. There's never a plan with me in mind. Every time I call, I get the runaround. They're not even in town.
Talk to the smooth operators at Security Health Plan. They've got the coverage you deserve, and they'll treat you right with local award-winning service. Head over to securityhealth.org/better.
The countdown to kickoff is presented by Pick and Save. 14 years ago this week on a chilly, windy Sunday afternoon here at Lambeau Field, the Packers hosted the Bears, needing a win to get into the playoffs. Here's Brian Posick.
It was the final week of the 2010 regular season, January 2nd, 2011. Mike McCarthy's Packers were 9-6 and coming off a rout of the Giants that kept their playoff hopes alive. Lovie Smith and the Bears had already clinched the NFC North at 11-4. The first half was rather uneventful. There were 12 total possessions, 9 resulted in punts. Robbie Gould's 30-yard field goal had the Bears up 3-0 at the break. Aaron Rodgers and Jay Cutler exchanged interceptions early in the third quarter before the Packers drove to the Chicago 1, only to get stuffed 3 times on first and goal inside the 5. They settled for a Mason Crosby 23-yard field goal that tied the score at 3. Then early fourth quarter, Eric Walden sacked Cutler to force a punt near midfield. The Packers took over, and Rodgers went to work.
3rd and 3, Green Bay 32-yard line. Rodgers looking left and right, gets the snap. Bears 4-man rush. Rodgers throws over the middle. Driver's got it across the 50-yard line, and a lunging grab. 1st and 10, Green Bay Packers at the Chicago 47. Back to throw Rodgers. Rainbows deep down the right side. Jennings at the 10 to the 5 to the end zone.
And after failing to convert near the goal line in the third quarter, the Packers didn't mess around this time.
Okay, let's punch this one in.
From the I formation, Kuhn, the tail of the tandem. Rodgers under center. Now they got a power I formation. Give fake to John Kuhn. Rodgers pitch and catch. Right side. Touchdown. Donald Lee. Packers have the lead.
So Green Bay held a 10-3 lead as the fourth quarter moved along before Tim Mazday's punt pinned the Bears at their own 10 with under 5 minutes to play. The Packers needed one more stop to clinch a playoff spot, but Cutler had other ideas. Using Matt Forte in a short passing game, Chicago drove to the Green Bay 32 and faced 2nd and 10 with 20 seconds left. Wayne Larrabee and Larry McCarron take it from there.
Can the Packers hang on? 20 seconds remaining. Slot left, slot right, Cutler shotgun. Forte to his left. Snap to Cutler, stands, waits, throws, middle.
Intercepted!
Intercepted by the Packers and down the right side. It is Nick Collins. And there is your dagger. The Packers are playoff bound.
Green Bay totaled 2 picks and 6 sacks in the playoff clinching 10-3 victory that capped the 2010 regular season. They would beat the Bears again in the NFC Championship game in Chicago and went on to win Super Bowl 45. I'm Brian Posick on the Packers Radio Network.
Thank you, Brian. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
Packers fans, ready for some game day excitement? Next time you're at Lambeau, stop by the American Family Insurance Title Townhouse and experience the thrill of making a game-saving play with our interactive Protect the End Zone game. Don't miss out on all the amazing giveaways. From exclusive Packers merch to special prizes, there's something for everyone. Visit us at Titletown to make your game day unforgettable. For more info, check out amfam.com/Packers.
When it comes to getting care, we all need a winning strategy. And the best way to get there is through Ascension Wisconsin Care Teams. From routine to specialty care, they empower you by listening, respecting your experiences, and working with you to create a game plan that works. Put an Ascension Wisconsin doctor on your team to connect the dots to labs, imaging, specialists, and any other care you need. Schedule now at ascension.org/Wisconsin Care.
There's something about a fresh haircut from the friendly, skilled stylists at Great Clips that just makes life, well, greater. The sun shines brighter. Your step feels springier. Even your jokes are funnier. And the best part? When you use Great Clips online check-in, you can get in for a haircut without having to rearrange your day or your budget. Download the app today and start feeling that much greater in just a few taps. Great Clips. It's gonna be great.
Miller Lite is brewed with great taste and only great taste.
The Miller Brewing Company would like to issue a correction. Miller Lite is brewed to be less filling.
What are you doing here?
Miller Lite tastes great.
Look, I'm just reading the script. It says less filling.
That's not what my script says.
Well, mine says...
We'd like to apologize for the previous announcers. Miller Lite is in fact less filling and tastes great. Time to shine, legal guy.
Celebrate responsibly. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Beer. 96 calories and 3.2 grams carbs per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Packers preview on a beautiful January day at Lambeau Field. Packers and Bears. Keys to the game brought to you by your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com for the latest offerings on Ford trucks and Ford SUVs. Mike?
Well, my key to the game is an intangible, one that can't be measured until we see them, and that is incentive and motivation. James has talked about it, needing to be on a roll when you enter the playoffs. It's just different. I think this is the least juiciest Packers-Bears game that I can remember. Like in the last decade.
Well, the juice is frozen.
Correct.
Yes.
Well, it's a frozen concentrate, so you're going to have to let it thaw out and then mix with water in order to get this one going. I just wonder where the juice is. James knows this better than we do. How do players motivate when you have to bring your own motivation?
James?
Yeah, that's always tough, man. When you got to bring your own motivation, Mike, that's very, very hard, you know. But I think the main thing is right now the Packers got to watch the tape, and they really got to be crucial and critical on themselves watching the tape. And that always kind of determines how you come out with a football game. When you watch the tape, even in some losses, you're like, oh, shoot, we played really, really well. So you come out in the game with some confidence. It's some games you win, and you're like, oh, my goodness, we are terrible. How did we win that game? You know what I mean? So now now you got to come out with a little bit more juice because you know that you did not play well. With this Green Bay Packers team, man, especially against the good football teams in the National Football League, we've started all of those games slow. You know what I'm saying? And we haven't been able to win those games, even though they have been good games and they've been one-score games and all this type of stuff. We haven't found ways to win. So you have to go out here today and you have to beat down the teams you're supposed to beat down, and that is how you get confidence going into the next game. When you turn on the tape from the Bears game, you say, Philadelphia, you are in trouble because we are clicking where we need to be clicking.
Keys to the Game brought to you by your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
Wisconsinites love supper clubs. They're a gathering place, a community touchstone. And in Racine, that's known as the Corner House. First opened in 1945, the Corner House Supper Club carries on the tasty tradition with new ownership since 2018. It's a warm, intimate spot for a regular night out or special occasion. Their menu is complete with steaks, chops, nationally famous prime rib, seafood, and an appealing kids' menu. Open 7 days a week, starting at 3. Visit the Corner House Supper Club in Gaslight Circle.
It's game time. Hardy & Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the Energy Efficient Home Improvement Credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 in Racine for your estimate. With Hardy & Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy & Jensen, that's where you go.
Head to the Lanes on 20, the ultimate spot to bowl, dine, and unwind. Take advantage of daily open bowling specials, great for all ages. After you strike up the fun, stop by Angry Brothers Pub for fantastic food and drink specials during football, basketball, and hockey games. Plus, they have the ideal kickoff to your weekend with the Friday Fish Fry.
Yes!
Planning a holiday gathering or a birthday bash? The Lanes on 20 has choice dates and the perfect setup for your party. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Still searching for the perfect holiday present? Give the gift of mobility with Easy Mobility Solutions. A Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair can help your loved ones move with confidence and ease, making every outing a breeze. Or bless them with a Power Lift Recliner complete with heat and massage for year-round comfort and independence at home. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, Easy Mobility Solutions is here to make your holidays brighter and more mobile. Visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about why, if you've got savings, you need a high-yield savings account. High yield just means high interest, you know, the money the bank pays you for keeping your money with them. You will probably find the highest yield savings accounts at an online bank. Just go on and Google and do some research and figure out who's offering the highest rates right now. Now, lately, it's been between 4 and 5%. That is your savings earning real interest. And okay, figuring out all the details of opening a new bank account can be very annoying, but I bet you can probably get one going in less than an hour. So give yourself 60 minutes and get it done. I've done it. You'll thank yourself when you see your money making money for doing nothing. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
In the Miller Lite End Zone Bar at Lambeau Field. Packers fans, swing by the American Family Insurance Title Town House next time you're here at Lambeau. You can play the Protect the End Zone game and score awesome giveaways too. Visit amfam.com/Packers for more info. Packers preview, Packers and Bears at Lambeau Field. Sargento backs the pack and the community with touchdowns for hunger. For every Packers touchdown scored this season, Sargento donates $2,000 to help fight hunger in Wisconsin. Since 2002, every Packers touchdown helps defeat hunger thanks to Sargento, the official cheese of the Packers. So that leads us to predictions, and I'm just going to say to Sargento, get your money ready, because I say 38-8 Packers today.
Ooh-wee.
Wow, that's not like you.
Well, I'm channeling James Jones.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I like it.
38-8
38-8 So, and you're saying, how do they get the 8? Well, they're going to be still in the game and think, hey, let's go for 2.
Okay, it's not a safety and 2 field goals.
No, it's a touchdown and a 2-point conversion.
All right, I have it 23-10, less inspired, but 23-10 for Green Bay. Keep this in mind, the Bears' last win in Green Bay is in 2013.
Ooh.
That's 3,328 days ago.
No, I'm not sure that's right.
No?
I'm not sure that's right, because the night that Brett Favre was honored here, and it was rainy, miserable night, they won. Bears won.
And what year was that?
I want to say 15.
All right. Well,
I'm
either
going
way,
off.
Either
I'm,
way, a long time.
I'm going off of ChicagoSports.com, which had that, so I'm going to blame
that's
them.
Wishful thinking
there we go.
On their part. James, what do you think?
Man, 38-8.
Yeah,
that is
yeah,
what
right?
we call getting smoked. Listen, Dennis, that is the type of game that I do want to see. I will say that because I keep talking about confidence, confidence, confidence. A 38-8, when you turn on the tape, it's a lot of confidence to come off that tape. We definitely get into 30. I'm going to say 35. I give them a couple late scores. I'm going to say 35-17 Green Bay Packers in this one right here. Division game. I still want to give the Bears a little respect. I think they'll fight, they'll play hard, but I'm going to say 35-17 Green Bay Packers.
I just happened to notice when I was walking into Lambeau today and the Bears were getting off the bus, they kept the bus running. I'm just saying.
Oh, boy.
They kept it running.
Wow.
The Matt LaFleur, James and Mike, thanks very much. The Matt LaFleur Show, next sponsored by Construction Business Group. Construction Business Group, operating engineers and contractors, teaming up to build Wisconsin together. Learn more at join139.com. Packers and Bears coming up. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
My mom's got a new Case IH tractor, and it can do it all.
They'll hate all day.
See in the dark with its powerful LED lights. Hook up all the implements. Shift like a race car. Steer with ease. And it can also cool my juice box. Yeah, her Case IH tractor can do everything she needs it to.
Looking for a tractor that can do it all? Check out caseih.com.
Want to test your Packers knowledge? Look no further than Packers Predict, powered by Senex. Packers Predict is a free interactive game where fans can win weekly cash prizes and more just by answering a few questions about the Packers' upcoming game. Throughout the season, players are eligible for weekly prizes. And at the end, the player with the most points will win $2,000 cash and a trip to a home game next season. Packers Predict is completely free to play. Visit Packers.com/predict or download the Packers app to start playing today.
Ho, ho! Welcome to the Make It Jingle with Kris Kringle podcast. Today, we're talking to Jan from Toyota, all about Toyota-thon.
Hi!
So, Jan, got any red Tacomas?
Yeah, we have a great selection of vehicles, including Tacomas.
After my big job, I'm taking the missus down to Florida to go surfing.
Did you say Florida? Can the elves and I go too?
Dealer inventory may vary. Offers are subject to change throughout Toyota-thon, which ends on January 6th. See your participating Toyota dealer for details. Toyota, let's go places.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better, because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad, to step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend. The worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
We know what the winning formula is around here, and it's taking it day by day, one game at a time.
Packers preview continues with the Matt LaFleur Show.
The sport is the ultimate team game. You need all 11 out there playing as one.
Presented by Construction Business Group and Operating Engineers Local 139.
Watch this team come together, and we'll see where we're at.
Now, here's Wayne Larrabee with the head coach of the Packers on the Packers Radio Network.
Good morning from Lambeau Field in Green Bay, the 210th meeting of the Packers and Bears. I'm Wayne Larrivee with the head coach of the Packers, Matt LaFleur. And Matt, final week of the regular season, you got a playoff berth clinched. You could improve your playoff positioning if you get some help from the Dallas Cowboys. How do you approach today's game from a personnel standpoint? What's important for you in this game?
What's important for us is go out and play our best ball. I feel like, you know, especially coming off a loss where it was a little sloppy, I think it's important for us to go out there and play a clean game and ultimately go win the game.
And from a personnel standpoint, I mean, every team's different, every year's different, circumstances change. What's your approach in this final game to get your players, the regulars, ready for this playoff run?
Same as every week. It's the next game on the schedule, and we're not looking past anything other than what we have in front of us, and we got a team that obviously, when you talk about rivalry games, and for that matter, all the games in the National Football League, you can kind of throw the records out the window. They're a team that took us to the brink last time, and we're a field goal away from beating us. So we just got to go focus on everybody doing their job and playing to the best of their ability.
Matt, we're 16 games in. If I was to ask you this general question, what kind of a team do you feel you have?
I think we have a really good team. I think we have a team that, I guess it's a positive and a negative, is I don't think we've played our most complete ball and our best ball in all three phases collectively. So that's what we're still hunting. I think we've done a lot of great things. Obviously, you can't get to 11 wins without doing some good things. But ultimately, it's just, you know, another step in our journey, and we're going to use it as an opportunity to continue to work to get better and improve.
This run to the playoffs, quite a bit different from last year, isn't it? And this team, I mean, a lot of the same people are back, but they're different. It's a different type of team and mindset, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd say so. I think, you know, just in the position that we're in, last year it was a win-and-get-in type situation. We knew that towards the end of the season we had dug ourselves in such a hole that we were basically playing playoff football for the last month of the season, and having secured a spot in the postseason. But ultimately, it's just, again, I just keep going back to maximizing opportunities, finding different ways to improve and get better. And what a better way than to end the season on a good note versus the Chicago Bears.
Last question of this segment. Your secondary safety position, couple of injuries there. How do you go today in the secondary?
Yeah, so obviously down safety. So KT Oladapo will get the start alongside X. And then we'll bring up Omar Brown from the practice squad, and he'll back that position up.
Back to talk about the Bears when we continue. You're listening to Packers Football.
Bring something special to your table with Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their fresh baked special order pies are the talk of the town, from sweet flaky apple and cherry to smooth pumpkin, sweet creamy potato, and indulgent bourbon pecan. Every pie is made from scratch with love and flavor in every bite. Whether you're hosting or bringing dessert, these pies are sure to make everyone smile. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
For over 93 years, family-owned and operated Martin's Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin, has been serving the area with great selection, price, and service. Plus, they're one of the top commercial dealers in the area. So if you're looking for a new vehicle for the family or a new work truck, look no further than Martin Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Union Grove. Stop by and see one of their helpful salesmen or shop them online at martinsgarage.net.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms.
Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
For 97 years, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. Stuart J. Waddles from our Radio Park newsroom keeps you up to date Monday through Friday on what's happening in Racine, Kenosha, and around Wisconsin, along with our Civic Media newsroom. If you need to know what's happening outside of those hours, you can always search WRJN News online. It'll take you right to our website, where the news is updated 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on WRJN. Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
The Matt LaFleur Show is brought to you by Construction Business Group and Operating Engineers, Local 139.
Touchdown!
On the Packers Radio Network.
Wayne Larrabee back with Matt LaFleur. Matt, the Bears, back, seemed like years ago, were on a three-game winning streak, had a 4-2 record, lost on a Hail Mary at Washington, and haven't won since. And I don't know, as an observer to me, that shows you how fragile winning and losing is in the National Football League. What does this say to you? How does this speak to you?
I just think momentum's a crazy phenomenon, yeah. And once it starts going one way, it's hard to stop it. So, but ultimately, it's still, we always think about the things that we're in control of and how we prepare on a daily basis and the mindset going into a game. And so we're not interested in anybody else. We're interested in using this as an op to get better.
In playing these guys, obviously you're facing a team that's lost a head coach, an offensive coordinator. You got an interim situation going on there. You got a team that's should play pretty loose, I would imagine. It's their last game of the season. What do you expect from them?
Yeah, I would expect everything. I think they're going to throw everything at us. And, you know, I think this is going to be great for us. So we're going to get some unscouted looks. And it's going to cause guys to really focus in on doing their job, knowing their rules and playing their rules. And, you know, I think it's just a good opportunity to go out there before the playoffs begin and use it as a playoff-type game.
You know, Caleb Williams in the first game, he impressed a lot of us. I would imagine you, too, the way he played in that ball game against the Packers.
Yeah, we allowed him to use his legs way too much. And I think that's one of the keys to the game today is try to condense the pocket, not allow him to get outside the pocket where he can really hurt you. Because when it goes off schedule, he's athletic. He can tuck the ball and run, and he can make any throw on the field. So it's hard to defend both parts of that play, the original play and then when it goes off schedule. So our pass rush has to be coordinated. They have to do a great job of kind of boxing him in and making him play from the pocket.
Matt, they've got three receivers over 700 yards and receptions. The trio has combined for 15 touchdown receptions, all with a quarterback who's been sacked 67 times this season. That's a pretty impressive group over there, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, they got big playmakers, and, you know, we got to do our best not to allow them to get the ball, and I'm sure they're going to try to utilize a quick passing game, a lot of screens. When you factor in DeAndre Swift, he's a baller. He's an explosive player. So we're going to have to do a really good job, similar to how we played Seattle when we had our best game in terms of defending the screens.
This game, going into the playoffs with a young team, how important is it for you to get a win here today? Sounds like an obvious question, but to me it seems like it's real important to get this team a win to go into the playoffs.
Yeah, I think more than anything else, it's important for us to go out and play our brand of football. We need to see our play style on display, and we need to play a clean game. And I think that is the most important thing, and I think the winning will kind of take care of itself if we do that.
And you got him out in the cold this week, I understand.
Yeah, we got back, reacclimated with the cold weather, and, you know, I thought our practices were really energized. I thought our guys, they rose up to the challenge in terms of just bringing that energy and going out there and competing, and I thought we had three good practices.
Thank you, Coach. Best of luck.
Thanks, Wayne.
Stay tuned. The coin toss and the opening kickoff is coming up. The Matt LaFleur Show is sponsored by Construction Business Group, operating engineers and contractors. This is the Packers Radio Network.
Whether you're an artist playing accountant, a barista trying to be a bean counter, or a student just looking to get started,
The UW Credit Union app lets you be free to be you with free credit scores, free online bill pay, and the ability to send money to friends. Because with fewer fees, you can do more of what you love. UW Credit Union, here for every you. Join today at uwcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA.
Well, folks, break out your parkas. Winter weather is officially here. We've got heavy lake effect snow, icy temps, and biting winds.
Built Ford Tough Trucks, proud sponsor of winter. See your Wisconsin Ford dealer.
Folks, we got a wintry winter ahead due to big nor'easters bringing lots of snow, cold, and wind. Brace yourselves, winter is here.
The Ford family of SUVs, proud sponsor of winter. See your Wisconsin Ford dealer.
LIUNA members construct Wisconsin's infrastructure that grows our state's economy. Roads, bridges, sewer, and water lines. Energy infrastructure, including renewable energy projects and building projects like historic Lambeau Field. A union with over 900 contractor partners, LIUNA Wisconsin members meet contractors' demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce, all while earning great union wages, health care, and a pension. Feel the power of a career building Wisconsin's infrastructure as a member of Wisconsin's Laborers District Council. Learn more at liunawisconsin.org. LIUNA Wisconsin.
You know how it feels to be recognized? Hey, Kathy.
Hey.
To feel like you belong? What if your health insurance made you feel that way?
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Good, thanks. Hi, I'm Kathy Mahaffey, CEO of Common Ground Healthcare Cooperative. With health insurance for individuals, families, and small businesses that truly cares about the members it serves.
Morning, Kathy.
Morning. Maybe it's time to wake up to better health insurance.
Radio is sponsored by American Family Insurance, Miller Lite. Great taste in only 96 calories. Tastes like Miller time. Pick and save. Network Health, your local Bryant Heating and Cooling dealer. Software One, Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, your local Chevy dealer. Fox Communities Credit Union, Provea Health, Construction Business Group, and Wisconsin Operating Engineers, Local 139, UP and Abraham. Tell them you mean business. Quick Trip, Wisconsin Dental Association, Steinhoffels, U.S. Cellular, the official wireless partner of the Green Bay Packers, Ascension Wisconsin, Rural Mutual Insurance, Wisconsin and UP Ford Dealers, Manitou, Handling Your World, Baird, Wisconsin Laborers District Council, West Bend, The Silver Lining, Cousin Sucks, Security Health Plan of Wisconsin, UW Credit Union, here for every you, Menards, Save Big Money at Menards, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, Sargento, Great Clips, your Wisconsin Toyota dealers, and Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on the Packers Radio Network.
We welcome you to historic Lambeau Field in Green Bay for the 210th renewal of the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears, the NFL's most played rivalry. Hi, everybody. Wayne Larrabee along with Larry McCarron and John Kuhn. We've got a cool one here today. Temperatures are going to be in the 20s, and if the wind kicks up, it'll feel a lot colder than that. The Bears and Packers getting set to close out the season as they did a year ago, but the stakes were much different a year ago. The Packers were playing for a playoff berth. This year, they have that playoff berth. What they're playing for, as far as Green Bay is concerned, with an 11-5 record, is a 12-win season and the potential, the possibility of moving up from the number 7 seed where they sit now to the number 6 seed. And in order for that to happen, the Packers have to win here today and the Washington Commanders have to lose in Dallas. And their game kicks off at the same time ours does. The Bears are 4-12. They've lost 10 in a row, starting with an October 27th Hail Mary loss at Washington to the Commanders. The Bears were 4-2 on a three-game winning streak entering that game. This is the second longest streak in team history. The longest came over a single, it's the longest over a single season. They did lose 14 in a row, but that covered 2 years once in their history. As far as this series is concerned, the Packers have won 11 straight games, longest winning streak in the history of this rivalry. All time, regular season, the Packers lead 107-94-6. They are tied 1-1 in the postseason.
Well, the Packers coming into this ball game today off a loss at Minnesota, 27-25. They're currently, as I mentioned, in the number 7 seed and would like to move up if they can. If they sit at number 7, they'll be playing in Philadelphia next week in the first round of the playoffs. The Bears are operating under a new coaching staff. Well, not a completely new coaching staff, but here's the problem. They fired offensive coordinator Shane Waldron a week prior to the Packers game on November 17th. They promoted passing game coordinator Thomas Brown to the offensive coordinator position. Then they fired head coach Matt Eberflus following a meltdown on Thanksgiving Day in Detroit. And they moved Brown up to interim head coach and offensive coordinator. And since then, the Bears have really been struggling offensively. But they come off a game last week where they basically held Seattle in check. As a matter of fact, they only gave up 6 points in that game and still lost by the score of 6-3 for their 10th straight loss. The Packers' 11-game winning streak against the Bears, as I mentioned, the longest in this series. The Bears haven't won here at Lambeau Field since Thanksgiving Day 2015. Matter of fact, Matt LaFleur has never lost a game. The head coach of the Packers has never lost a game to the Bears in this series. LaFleur in his sixth season, 70-36 overall, 3-4 in the postseason. He's led the Packers to the postseason in 5 of 6 years. So we've got two old combatants here on a cold day. It is sunny, but a cold day in Lambeau Field. Packers Radio, presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
Game tickets secured months ago? Check. Coolers and grills packed for your tailgate feast? Check. Sitting in an emergency room with an infected and throbbing tooth? Check. Don't let a lack of dental coverage ruin your game day plans. The new WDA Dental Savings Club can save you and your family up to 55% on quality care from Wisconsin Dental Association dentists you can trust. Get your healthy smile back and get back in the game. Learn more and join at WDAClub.com.
New Happy Thursday Spiked Refreshers, a non-carbonated refresher with alcohol for weekend flavor any day of the week. Like when you get a case of the Mondays, swap it for the bright fruit flavors of Happy Thursday. Or when Tuesday needs a tune-up, look forward to Happy Thursday. And by Wednesday, you're already halfway there. So drink in the weekend flavor of Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday Spiked Refreshers. Weekend flavor any day of the week. Celebrate responsibly. Non-carbonated, naturally flavored with other natural flavors. 21 and up contains alcohol. 2024 Molson Coors Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
At Cousin Subs, the bigger your smile, the better we feel. That's why our menu features something for everyone, like our Wisconsin cheese curds, golden fries, creamy shakes, and mac and cheese, all paired with your favorite sub or our subs in a bowl. And don't forget our kids' meals, now with a free cookie. Here's to a better day. Cousin Subs. We believe in better.
Hey, it's John McGivern here. You know I love Network Health. One of the reasons is that they're local and they understand how important that is. Their exceptional customer service isn't just words on a page. It's what they do. It's what they've always done for over 41 years. Call 833-7-NETWORK today. HMO and POS plans underwritten by Network Health Plan. Compensation has been provided for using this endorsement of Network Health.
To this broadcast are reserved. Any rebroadcast, recording, retransmission, or the use of this broadcast without the express written permission of the Green Bay Packers Incorporated is prohibited. Let's pause 10 seconds to give our local stations an opportunity to identify themselves along the Green Bay Packers Radio Network.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Today's weather check is brought to you by Bryant Heating and Cooling. Hey fans, it's our favorite season in Wisconsin, football season. Enjoy the game, leave the other seasons up to Bryant, who will do whatever it takes to keep your heating and cooling system running efficiently. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. Temperature 18 degrees at Lambeau Field, 9 miles per hour, the wind from north to south, and it's a biting wind. If you're in the wind today, you're cold. The humidity 59%. The injury report brought to you by the personal injury attorneys of Hubie and Abraham. Hubie and Abraham voted best, rated best year after year. Hubie and Abraham, over $1 billion collected for their clients. Visit Hubie.com. Long injury list for the Packers. Might be easier to tell you who's playing rather than who's not. Jaire Alexander on injured reserve. reserve with a knee injury. Zane Anderson, safety, out due to a concussion. Brenton Cox, defensive end, out with a foot injury. Andre Diller, the offensive tackle, still out with a concussion. Quay Walker down with an ankle injury at linebacker. Evan Williams in the secondary out with a quadricep injury. Christian Watson, the wide receiver, will not play today due to a knee injury. Romeo Dobbs took ill last night and will not play here today. For the Chicago Bears, Elijah Hicks starting safety out due to an ankle and foot injury. Travis Homer, backup running back, special teams ace, out due to a hamstring injury. Tevin Jenkins, starting left guard, down with a calf injury. And those are the injuries for the game as we reach the final game of the regular season for these two clubs. Rock, you wonder always on the final weekend, especially with a team like the Bears, what there is to play for. But one thing, if you're a player in this league, whenever you take the field, you're auditioning for not just your team or new coaching staff, but for everybody in the league. There's a certain pride, but you got to play.
Absolutely. People will say, well, the Bears are just playing for pride. Like, that's a bad thing. That's where it all begins, if you ask me. And whatever you do today, you will live with for the Chicago Bears, live with the entire offseason. The new coaching staff is going to come in and see who was engaged and enthusiastic in a meaningless season finale. No, they have reasons to play for. Fortunately, they're a lot different than the Green Bay Packers' reasons to play.
The Packers, as we mentioned, they could possibly move up to the number 6 seed in the NFC. And Rock, that's a lot to play for. Now, they'll need some help from the Dallas Cowboys and former Packers coach Mike McCarthy. Hey, that's a rivalry game down there in Dallas, and there's no question the Cowboys would like to kick Washington anytime they play them.
Oh, absolutely, and for the same reasons we just talked about, you're talking about the most competitive people in the world. They don't get to this point unless they're going to go out and compete quite naturally. And as far as playoff scenarios go, Wayne, we're in, and that's the important thing. I really don't get too involved with it. It's a different season. The dynamics are different. I just say Green Bay Packers, like we've been talking a lot history so far today in the pregame shows, that Vince Lombardi said winning is a habit. Yeah, and the things that go into winning is a habit. You know, the no senseless penalties, the hanging on to the football, the getting off to a good start, the getting some pass rush, all those things are part of a winning habit. So let's get back on track in those regards as we head to the playoffs.
I think it's extremely important that this young Packers team goes into the playoffs on a win here today against their oldest rival, the Chicago Bears. There's no doubt about that. The last thing a young team needs to do is go into a playoff situation on a two-game losing streak. Packers will be in their home green jerseys, gold helmets, gold pants, white numbers. Chicago navy blue helmets, white jerseys, navy blue pants, and blue numbers. So two of the oldest rivals in the National Football League getting set to do battle here at Lambeau Field in Green Bay. Great to have you with us for this Sunday afternoon. Packers Radio, presented by American Family Insurance. You're listening to Packers Football.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
It's game time. Hardy and Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the Energy Efficient Home Improvement Credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 and Racine for your estimate. With Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go. Wisconsinites love supper clubs. They're a gathering place, a community touchstone. And in Racine, that's known as the Corner House. First opened in 1945, the Corner House Supper Club carries on the tasty tradition with new ownership since 2018. It's a warm, intimate spot for a regular night out or special occasion. Their menu is complete with steaks, chops, nationally famous prime rib, seafood, and an appealing kids' menu. Open 7 days a week, starting at 3. Visit the Corner House Supper Club, the Gaslight Circle.
Still searching for the perfect holiday present? Give the gift of mobility with Easy Mobility Solutions. A Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair can help your loved ones move with confidence and ease, making every outing a breeze. Or bless them with a Power Lift Recliner complete with heat and massage for year-round comfort and independence at home. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, Easy Mobility Solutions is here to make your holidays brighter and more mobile. Visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
In Green Bay, Craig T. Nelson, the star of Green and Gold, the movie that will be released into theaters on January 31st, just sang the national anthem, did an outstanding job, and we're about set for football. The official we'll be hearing from today is Clay Martin. It is his crew, the referee on hand, and the captains will be meeting at the 50-yard line momentarily.
Wayne and myself had an opportunity to talk to Craig prior to the game during the pregame programming, and that was fun. Really a good guy, huh?
He's a great guy, and has roots in Wisconsin, family roots, and has always been a Packers fan, and is to this day. Captain's meeting, Jordan Love going out there along with Xavier McKinney and Carl Brooks for the Packers. Tremaine Edmonds. Cole Kmet is kind of been a forgotten man in that
Captain,
offense.
And welcome to week 18. It's an honor for our crew to be here today and work for you.